This is the Aviyat Murli of the 28th of the 12th, 2025. Originally spoken on the 18th of March, 2008. Transform the word reason into solution and become a master bestower of liberation. Celebrate the holy of making everyone equal to the Father by coloring them with the color of the Father's company. Today, Bhagdada, the master of all treasures, is seeing everywhere all his children who are full of all treasures. He is pleased to see how much of all the treasures each child has accumulated. Everyone has received the same treasures at the same time, but even then, the account of accumulation of each child is different. According to the time, Bhagdada now wishes to see all the children full of all the treasures, because these treasures are not just for this one birth now. These imperishable treasures are going to be with you for many births. All of you children know about the treasures of this time. As soon as you speak about them, all the treasures that Bhagdada has given you appear in front of you. The list of all the treasures has emerged in front of all of you, has it not? Bhagdada has told you earlier too that you have received the treasures. But what method should you use in order to accumulate them? To the extent that someone is an instrument and has humility, to that extent, he or she accumulates those treasures. So check. With the method of being an instrument and being humble, how many treasures have I accumulated in my account? The spiritual intoxication of being a soul who is full is automatically visible in the activity and the face of a soul who has accumulated these treasures and is full. Spiritual intoxication and pride are always sparkling on their faces. And to the extent that there is spiritual pride, they will be carefree emperors. Spiritual pride, that is, spiritual intoxication, is a sign of being a carefree emperor. So check yourselves. Is my faith and intoxication of being a carefree emperor visible on my face and in my activity? All of you have received a mirror, have you not? So check your face in the mirror of your heart. Do you have any type of worry? What will happen? How will it happen? Perhaps this will happen. You don't have any of these types of thoughts remaining, do you? A carefree emperor would only have the thought, whatever is happening is very good, and whatever is going to happen will be the best of all. This is called spiritual pride. Spiritual pride means to be a soul who has self-respect. To the extent that people earn perishable wealth, so, according to the time, they also have that much worry. Do you have any worry about your godly treasures? You are carefree, are you not? Those who are the masters of the treasures and the children of God are constantly carefree emperors, even in their dreams, because they have the faith that, let alone in this birth, these godly treasures are with them in this birth and will remain with them for many births. This is why those whose intellects have such faith are carefree. So today, Bhagdada is seeing the accounts of accumulation of all the children everywhere. You have been told earlier, too, that there are three types of particular accounts in which you have accumulated and can accumulate. 1. To accumulate the treasures according to your efforts. 2. The account of blessings. The way to accumulate your account of blessings is while busy doing service and having connections and relationships with others with your thoughts, words, and actions, all three, remain constantly content with yourself and make others constantly content too. Contentment increases the account of blessings. 3. The account of charity. The method for the account of charity is whatever service you do, whether with your mind, words, actions, and through having relationships and connections with others, always serve with an altruistic and unlimited attitude, nature, intentions, and feelings. Serve with your nature, your good intentions, and good feelings. By doing so, you automatically accumulate in your account of charity. So check. Do you know how to check? Do you? Those who don't know how to do this, raise your hands. There isn't anyone who doesn't know how to do this, which means that everyone knows how to check. So have you checked to what percentage you have accumulated your three accounts? The account of your own efforts, your account of blessings, and your account of charity. Have you checked this? Those of you who check yourselves, raise your hands. Do you check yourself? Do those in the first line not check? Do you not check? What are you saying? You do check, do you not? But Daddy has already told you and given you a signal that now the closeness of the time is moving ahead at a fast speed. This is why you have to check yourself again and again. But Dada wishes to see every child as a royal child, a Rajyogi and a royal child. God the Father has the spiritual intoxication that each and every child is a royal child. Each one is a child of God and has self-sovereignty and world sovereignty. You continue to receive treasures from Bhaktada. The way to accumulate these treasures is very easy. Call it a way or a key, you know it. What is the key with which to accumulate? Do you know? The three dots. All of you have this key, do you not? Apply the three dots and the treasures will continue to accumulate. Do your mothers know how to use the key? You mothers are clever at looking after keys, are you not? So have all of you mothers kept this key of the three dots carefully hidden? Do you know how to use it? Mothers, speak. Do you have the key? Those who have it, raise your hands. The key doesn't get stolen, does it? Generally, mothers know very well how to look after the keys for everything in the house. Similarly, this key also constantly stays with you, does it not? So at the present time, because the time is close, Bhaktada wants to see all of you children change one word in your thoughts, words, and practical actions. Do you have this courage? Just one word. This is the transformation that Bhaktada wants to bring about in every child. It is just the one word that keeps making you into a careless effort maker from an intense effort maker. Now, according to the time, what efforts should you be making? Intense efforts. Everyone wants to be in the line of intense effort makers, but one word makes you careless. Do you know what that one word is? Are you ready to change that word? Are you ready? Are you? Raise your hands if you are. Look, your photo has been shown on the TV. Are you ready? Congratulations. Are you going to change it with fast effort? Or will you say, I will do it at some time. It will happen at some time. It is not like that, is it? You all must know that one word, because you are all clever. So change the one word reason and bring the word solution in front of you. When a reason excuse comes in front of you, or you think about it, you are not able to find a solution. So even in your thoughts, not just in your words, but Jada wants you to change the word reason into the word solution. There are many types of reasons, and when these enter your thoughts, words, and actions, they become a bondage in your intense efforts. All of you promised Bap Dada. You have made a promise with love that all of you are the Father's companions in his task of world transformation. You are the Father's companions. The Father doesn't do this alone. He brings the children with him. So what is your task in the task of world transformation? To change the reasons and causes into solutions for all souls. Nowadays, because the majority of souls are unhappy and peaceless, they want liberation now. They want liberation from their sorrow, peacelessness, and all bondages. Who are the bestowers of liberation? Together with the Father, you children are also bestowers of liberation. Even today, what do people ask for from your non-living images? Now, seeing the sorrow and peacelessness increase, the majority of souls are remembering you souls who are bestowers of liberation. They are unhappy in their minds and crying out, O bestowers of liberation, give us liberation. Can you not hear the call of sorrow and peacelessness of the souls? Become bestowers of liberation. But first of all, liberate yourselves from this word reason. And then the sound of liberation will automatically echo in your ears. First of all, when you are internally liberated from this word within yourself, you will then be able to liberate others. Now, day by day, there is going to be a queue in front of you souls, calling out, O bestower of liberation, give us liberation. However, until now, because of your excuses of giving many reasons, the gates to liberation are closed. This is why Bap Dada is speaking about this one word. There are other weak words along with this too, but the main word is reason. And there are other weaknesses along with that too. Asa, in this way. Vesa, in that way. Kesa, how. These words are also connected with it, and these are the reasons why the gates are still closed. Today, all of you have come to celebrate Holi. All of you have come running here, having climbed into the plane of love. You have love for the Father, and this is why you have come to celebrate Holi with the Father. Congratulations. Welcome. Bap Dada is congratulating you. Bap Dada is seeing that even some in wheelchairs, whose health is not so good, have come here with courage. Bap Dada is seeing the scene. When you come to class and the programs, some come in wheelchairs holding on to their guides So what would you call this? Love for God. Pap Dada is especially giving lots and lots of blessings and love from the heart to such courageous, loving children who have love in their hearts. You have come here with courage, and you have help from the father and the family. Have all of you got a comfortable place to stay? Raise your hands if you have received a comfortable place to stay. Do the foreigners have a good place? This is a mela. In those melas, there is so much dust around as you continue to eat your meals. Did you receive good Brahma Bhojan? Do you receive that? Yes, you are waving your hands. Did you receive 3 feet of land to sleep on? You will only have such a meeting again after 5,000 years at the confluence age. It will not happen before then. So today, Bap Dada had the thought to see the accounts of accumulation of all the children. He has seen them and will see them in the future too. Bap Dada has given you children a warning about this earlier too, that the account of accumulation and the time for accumulation is only now at the confluence age. Accumulate as much as you want at this confluence age. The account for the whole cycle can be accumulated at this time. The bank of your accounts of accumulation will be closed after this. And what will you do then? This is why Bap Dada has love for the children, and he knows that out of carelessness, children sometimes forget and think, it will happen, I will see about it, I'm doing it, I'm moving along. You say with great pleasure, can you not see that we are doing it? We are moving along. What else can we do? However, there is such a big difference between walking and flying. You are moving along, and so congratulations for that. But now the time for walking is coming to an end. And it is now the time to fly, for only then will you be able to reach your destination. To be part of the ordinary subjects when you are a child of God? Does it seem right for a child of God to be an ordinary subject? Today you have come here to celebrate Holi, and so let the past be the past. So Bap Dada wants that from today you let the past be the past. Due to whatever reason, if any weakness still remains, then let the past be the past from this moment and keep your portrait in your awareness. Become your own artist and paint your own portrait. Should Bap Dada tell you what picture of every child he is seeing in front of him? Do you know which picture he is seeing? Now all of you should take a picture of yourself. Do you know how to take a picture of yourself? With the pen of elevated thoughts? Now bring your own picture in front of you. First of all, perform the drill, the mind drill. Not the drill of the physical organs, but the drill of the mind. Are you ready to perform the drill? Nod in agreement if you are. Look, the most elevated picture of all is of someone with a crown, a throne, and a tilak. So bring your own picture in front of you. Put aside all other thoughts and see how all of you are seated on Bap Dada's heart throne. You have this throne, do you not? You will not receive such a throne anywhere else. So first, take this picture. I, a special soul, a soul with self-respect, Bhaktada's first creation, an elevated soul, am seated on Bhaktada's heart throne. Are you seated on the throne? Along with that, apply the tilak of the awareness of being a soul, who is God's creation, sitting amongst the roots of this tree, an ancestor and a worthy of worship soul. Did you apply the tilak of this awareness? Along with that, be a carefree emperor. I have surrendered to Bhaktada the burden of all my worries and am wearing a double light crown. So I am one who has a crown, a tilak, and a throne. I am a soul who is very much loved by God the Father. So have you taken this picture of yourself? You can wear this crown of being double light while walking and moving around. Whenever you remember your self-respect, then remember that you are a soul who has a crown, a tilak, and is seated on the heart throne. Bring this picture in front of you with determination. Do you remember the practice that you had in the beginning, which was to have the awareness of just the one expression? Who am I? Who am I? Again and again, bring this into your awareness. Who am I? And remember your titles of self-respect that you have received from God. Nowadays, human beings receive titles from human beings, and they still give so much importance to them, whereas you children have received so many titles from the Father. You have received so much respect. Always keep churning the list of self-respect in your intellect. Who am I? Bring that list in front of you. Maintain this intoxication and the word reason will become merged and you will find a solution for every action. When you become an embodiment of solutions, you will easily be able to show all souls the way to go to the land of nirvana, the land of liberation, and liberate them. Have a determined thought. Do you know how to have a determined thought? When there is determination, then that determination is the key to success. Do not allow there to be the slightest weakness in your determined thoughts, because it is Maya's duty to defeat you. However, what is your duty? Your duty is to become a garland around the Father's neck, not to be defeated by Maya. So all of you have this thought, I am constantly a rosary of victory around the Father's neck. I am a garland around Baba's neck. I am a rosary of victory around the Father's neck. So when Bhaktada asks you to raise your hands as to what you will become, what reply do you give? You all give just the one reply, that you will become Lakshmi and Narayan, not Rama and Sita. So those who are to become Lakshmi and Narayan, you are the beads of the rosary of victory around Bhaktada's neck. You are worthy of worship souls. By rotating the beads of your rosary, devotees finish their problems. You are such elevated beads. So what will you give Bhaktada today? You will give some gift for holy, will you not? This word reason and to, and so this and so that. By saying to, you become like parrots. To, ta. So avoid giving a reason such as like this or like that. Do not give any type of reason, but just find a solution. Acha, But Buddha is giving multi-million-fold congratulations to each child for becoming equal and for having elevated thoughts. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. You have the intoxication, do you not? Who else is as multi-million times fortunate as us? Stay in this intoxication. Acha. Now, in 1 second, all of you Brahmins, whilst practicing Raja Yoga, become a master who can concentrate your mind. Concentrate your mind on something for as long as you want, in the way that you want. Concentrate your mind just now. Do not let your mind wander around here and there and cause mischief. My Baba, sweet Baba, lovely Baba, with this love and with the color of this company, celebrate spiritual holy. Baba conducted this drill. Acha. To all of you elevated, special, holy and highest children everywhere, to those who constantly experience themselves to be Master Almighty Authority souls, full of all powers, the same as the Father, to the children who are bestowers of liberation and become liberated from all weaknesses themselves, and who enable other souls to receive liberation, to those who remain constantly seated on the seat of self-respect, to those who always remain embodiments of the experience of the blessing of being immortal, to such children everywhere, whether they are sitting in front of Baba or are sitting far away and are merged in love, to such children, love and remembrance. To the children who have given the news of zeal and enthusiasm for their efforts, lots of love and remembrance from the heart of Bapdada, and multi-million-fold love and remembrance from the heart. Namaste to all the Rajyogi children who have all rights to the kingdom. Blessing, may you be a charitable soul and with the support of the Almighty Authority, completely fill souls with all treasures. Those kings, those after the Copper Age, who had desires, had full authority of giving donations and performing charity. With the full power of their authority, they could make anyone whatever they wanted. In the same way, you great donor, charitable souls, have received special authority directly from the Father to become conquerors of matter and conquerors of Maya. On the basis of your pure thoughts, you can enable any soul to forge a relationship with the Father and completely fill them with all treasures. Simply use this authority in an accurate way. Slogan: when you celebrate completion and perfection, time, matter, and Maya will then bid you farewell. Avyak signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. At the time when your mind and intellect are very busy performing karma, give them the direction to put a full stop. All thoughts of performing karma have to stop too. Practice this for even a second and continue to do this every now and then, because you will then receive the final certificate for putting a full stop in a second. In 1 second, merge any expansion into its essence and become an embodiment of that essence. This practice will make you karmatit. Om Shanti.